And this is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 15 minutes to midnight, time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's programme, we feature highlights of a special concert set by Swedish trombonist Nils Landgren with the NDR Big Band, recorded in Hamburg in October 2009. Plus, we'll bring you music from Eric Treffaz, China Moses, and the current crop of the UK's vibrant jazz scene. But to kick things off, here's someone that jazz giant Pat Metheny called one of the great guitarists in the world. It's our very own John Etheridge. Etheridge and Genetology with Chris Garrick on violin, Dave Kelby on rhythm guitar and Andy Crowdy on double bass from John's latest CD called Small Hotel. John will be performing with Ralph Freeman on piano, Pete Kubrick Townsend on double bass and Pip Harbin on drums, and they're playing at St Ives Jazz Club on the 17th of August. Well, John was a former member of Soft Machine, and here's a tribute to one of Britain's greatest musical treasures, Robert Wyatt, the original drummer with the Soft Machine, and it's played by French-Swiss ambient fusion trumpeter Eric Treffaz. Treffaz shot to fame in 1996 when his first CD for Blue Note sold a massive 400,000 copies. His new CD is a musical travelogue entitled Rendezvous, and it teams Treffaz with beatboxer Sly Johnson and drummer Philippe Garcia, amongst his many other collaborators that he's gathered from around the globe. The three discs are called Paris, Benares and Mexico, and it's from the Paris disc that we turn our attention to in the opening track, Mr. Wyatt.
Thank you.
Eric Truffaz and Sly Johnson, who recently performed at Brecon's Jazz Festival, and that was from the CD Rendezvous, composed by Truffaz, simply called Mr. Wyatt. Throughout the 1960s, all-night music sessions were a great feature of the jazz scene in Soho, the mecca being Ronnie Scott's Club, the old club which was initially on Gerrard Street before moving to its Frith Street address. Well, here's something from the CD Nighttime is the Right Time, 60s Soho Sounds, which features musicians who had the privilege of being part of that vibrant scene. This is Kicks for Sale by Dudu Pukwana, who's playing alto saxophone. Bob Stuckley is playing Hammond organ. Phil Lee on guitar. John Marshall on drums and Terry Smith on guitar. Martin Hart is playing the drums. The recordings are from the artists' archives and have been edited and mastered by Bob Stuckley and Martin Davidson. Here's Kicks for Sale.
Thank you.
capturing the legendary atmosphere of the old place, Ronnie Scott's nightclub in the 1960s. And in the new club, catch Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander in residency at Ronnie Scott's from Monday the 23rd of August through to Thursday the 26th of August. But from Soho to Edinburgh, here's a jazz vintage from pianist Brian Kellock, composed by the late Hank Jones. It's Chant.
Thank you.
The unmistakable Brian Kellock with Hank Jones's chant, taken from his Live at Henry's recording, which was released back in 2001 on the Caber Music record label. And playing with Brian were John Ray on drums and Kenny Ellis on bass. Singer Dee Dee Bridgewater and daughter China Moses seem to have a penchant for tribute albums, notably Dee Dee's celebration of Billie Holiday's work, which she recently toured in the UK. Well, here her daughter China pays her respects to the legendary Dinah Washington and sings Dinah's Blues.
No name, just couldn't do. Had to swing it another way. Became that diner, that girl who sang the blues. There may be a lot of other chicks in the world, but they ain't quite like you. They can have your money, they can wear them first, they can have all the lovers and the whole wide world. Well, they ain't quite like you. Hey, 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 they ain't quite like you. There may be a lot of other chicks in the world, but
lyrics by China Moses, who was singing there with pianist Raphael Limonier, Fabienne Marcos on bass and Jean-Pierre Derouard on drums. And that was taken from her CD, which is out now, called This One's for Dinah. Lloyd Miller was a budding young jazz musician born 72 years ago in California. And he found a niche for himself in the late 1950s when his parents moved to Iran. He became very well known for his research in Persian music and in fact received a doctorate in ethnomusicology from the University of Utah. During the 1950s and 1960s, Miller played with top jazz names like Don Ellis and Eddie Harris, and in the 1970s he presented a music show on Iranian TV and recorded a handful of seminal albums. Well, since then he's remained fairly inactive, so it's exciting news that he's teamed up with the British Heliocentrics, who play a freeform mixture of Eastern arrangements, jazz and angular psychedelics. So here's a track from the new Lloyd Miller and the Heliocentrics release, and it's called Nava. Thank you. Lloyd Miller with the Heliocentrics with Nava, and they'll be touring the UK next year. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Last year, pianist Gareth Williams recorded his band The Power Trio for Lynn Records and produced a stunning CD called Shock. The trio are Lawrence Cottle on bass and Ian Thomas on drums. And here they are in a more laid-back mood with Gareth's composition for Alan Lewis, Hedwin and the others.
Thank you.
Gareth Williams with Lawrence Cottle and Ian Thomas, a power trio indeed. And that CD is available on Lynn Records and it's called Shock. Gareth performs on August the 19th at the Watermill Jazz Club in Dorking. Well, now it's time for our concert set brought to you courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union, and it's Niels Langgren and the NDR Big Band recorded at the Fabrik Club in Hamburg. Niels Langgren on trombone, of course. The trumpets are Thorsten Beckenstein, Ingolf Burkhardt, Nicholas Boysen and Rainer Winterschladen. The trombones are Dan Gotzel, Klaus Heidenreich, Stefan Lottermann and Ingo Lahm. On the alto saxophones, Fit Felsch, Peter Bolt. On tenor, Tilman Erhorn and Lutz Buchner. On bass saxophone, Edgar Herzog. Vladislav Tendicki is playing piano and keyboards. On the guitar, Stephen Dietz and Andy Pfeiffer. Ingmar Heller is playing the bass. Rasmus Kilberg on drums. Roland Peel on percussion. And the wonderful Jörg Achim Keller is the leader. These are edited highlights of the concert set. To kick off, we're going to start with Niels Langgren's own composition, Red Horn, before Hang Up Your Hang-Ups and Butterfly by Herbie Hancock. We start with Red Horn.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Herbie Hancock's Butterfly, as performed by Niels Landgren and the NDR Big Band, and that was recorded in Hamburg at the Fabrique Club. And that concert music was brought to you tonight, courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. Manchester-based saxophonist Nat Birchall describes his music as very simple, harmonically and melodically, so he has to play with as much conviction and soul as possible because there's nothing left to hide behind. I really thought that quote was moving and honest, and his new CD, Guiding Spirit, is both passionate and beautiful, with 6 tracks composed by Birchall. Joining him are Adam Fairhall on piano, Rachel Gladwin on harp, Gavin Barras on bass, Gaz Hughes is playing the drums and gong, and Chris Manis is on percussion. This is Higher Regions. On Gondwana Records, that was Nat Birchall and Higher Regions from the CD Guiding Spirit, which is out now. Well, next week we'll bring you an interview with vocalist Jose James, and there's plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights. That's 11:15, Jazz on 3, and he has a double bill featuring Tomas Stanko and Martial Solal. Stanko's set was recorded at the 2009 London Jazz Festival, and plus there's a solo set by the French pianist Solal recorded at King's Place last June. One of the UK's most richly expressive and original voices is Christine Tobin. Her new CD is her personal exploration through Carole King's landmark Tapestry album with the acclaimed jazz pianist Liam Noble. Tapestry Unraveled is the first time that Christine has recorded in such an intimate duo setting, but it's her own composition we turn to now, the song that closes the album, entitled Closing Time. Till next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow's chores, unfinished conversations that could not be thrown away. Closing time, a dance delivers freedom. Pools of light strobing. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, tonight and the next five at around this time are all nights in Poland, setting off tonight with the opening concert from the 2008 Festival of Polish Music in Krakow. And it started with a piece by Andrzej Panufnik, much honoured in Poland, much manipulated too. So in 1954 he defected to England, though recognition over here, musical recognition that is, was a long time coming. As Panufnik put it himself, "I'd leapt from my position of Polish number one to no one in England." Lovely play on words there, but it makes more sense when you see it written down. This is from the early 1980s. It's his symphonic prelude, A Procession for Peace. A Procession for Peace by the Polish-born and English-bound Sir Andrzej Panofnik. The players there, the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Wojciech Michniewski, and more from that crack-off concert in 5 minutes or so. Meanwhile, a little bit of Polish piano history. The Polish pianist turned Prime Minister Paderewski playing a Chopin mazurka. This is a recording Paderewski made on a piano roll in 1906.
Thank you.
Chopin's Mazurka in B-flat minor, Opus 24, number 4. Paderewski made that piano roll recording in 1906, so just a few years before he changed tracks from pianist to politician. Well, to follow it in this Polish week here on Through the Night, Paderewski as composer, his piano concerto, a piece that provided him with ample opportunities to show off his flawless technique. Even today, it challenges the most gifted performers. Today's pianist here, Piers Lane, with the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Wojciech Michniewski. Thank you.
Thank you.